Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Mercy is something we all need. We need it because we constantly go wrong. We make mistakes. We deliberately hurt people. We deliberately reject the Lord, break his rules. So we really need his mercy. And the scripture says that we will not obtain mercy from him if we ourselves are not merciful. Our sins will not be forgiven unless we forgive the sins of others. So this beatitude is a fairly challenging one for us, because in our natural hearts we do not forgive, we will not forgive, but we want good things for ourselves at the same time. It plays out in our lives in a way that sometimes we don't even realise. Our hearts can be so hard we don't even realise that we're unmerciful or that we're unkind or unforgiving. Perhaps we are in a group of friends and we know our friends very well, and we can find ourselves being quite spiteful, saying things that we know will deliberately hurt them, put people down deliberately, blame them for things, make them feel bad about things that they've done, and we will not forgive, and we let people know that we won't forgive. And if we're going to carry on in that way, we will not be forgiven either. It doesn't matter how much we ask God for forgiveness, if our hearts are not forgiving, we will not receive it. The idea of mercy in our society is very far from most people. We see people doing things, bad things, that hurt others, and blame is everywhere. And the idea of just forgiving someone for something they've done against us or someone we love is really something we find it hard to swallow. But Jesus still says to us, his blessing of mercy is for those who are merciful. It works in the larger view of things as well. We have countries which do things against each other, break off diplomatic relations, do something against our cultural norms, say something that we don't like in public, and very little can really send two whole countries into war, which causes massive trouble and massive numbers of people are killed. The idea of being merciful and of covering over the sins of the other side is not something that is human. This idea does not come from us. Our idea is to get our own way, to get our own back, to make sure people respect us using force, insult, whatever comes to hand, really. But the promise still stands that those who are merciful will obtain mercy. You see, in order for me to be truly merciful, and for you to be truly merciful, we have to have some kind of real reality check about our own sinfulness and the things in our own lives which are putrid, which are against the Lord, which break all his rules. And unless we have our eyes opened by the Holy Spirit to see these things, and unless our conscience is active to help us to feel the effect of the wrong things that we do, and unless we are reading the Word of God and hearing the Word of God and it is speaking into our lives and showing us our sinfulness, we will never seek forgiveness for ourselves and we will never be merciful. So we must seek forgiveness. We have to have some kind of view of ourselves that is right, not the rosy-tinted one that we have of our own selves. Perhaps other people add to it and tell us how wonderful we are, how talented we are. We are not. We are rotters. And until we have some view of that reality, we will not seek mercy for ourselves, and we will not be able to be merciful to other people. We have sinned grievously against the Lord. I hope we can come to a point in our lives where we really realise that. And the Lord Jesus had to go to the ultimate extreme to save us and to be able to show mercy towards us. He had to pay that terrible price of the rotten things that I do and say and think. He had to die on a cross for it. It's so bad, it cost him his life. But we don't get that. We hardly see it unless the Holy Spirit points it out to us. And when we start to see our sins in all of their horror, when we start to understand what it cost him to pay that terrible price, we begin to realise for the first time that we need mercy. I need mercy. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is the most wonderful of prayers. And this is what we seek. When I seek the Lord in that way, and when I obtain his mercy, and I come to realise that I am completely forgiven for everything I've ever done, I am completely exonerated. In fact, he gives me his righteousness in return for my sins. And I have these blessings only because of him, not because of anything that I am. The only thing I have is my sins. Then, at that point, when I am forgiven, I begin to realise that I have actually no reason to hold anything against anybody. That I must forgive. I must show mercy. And at that point, I realise I can show mercy, because the power of God that I have sought and the forgiveness I have sought is in me, and I am able to do it now. What a wonderful God. Mercy is all from him, and the mercy I extend to others is because of the mercy he extended to me. So I obtain mercy, I have mercy from him, and so I can now be merciful.